producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Houston broke my leg in Santa Fe. Lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the road.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate. And I hope that judge ain't blind.
I was listening to a record of Live. George Strait, even better. Rallying patriots in defense of human liberty, that's all I'm trying to do. Is we're all on this together. Nick in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, God bless you, Alex. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about this Chris Kyle guy, this known bearer of false witness, American Manhunter, and the irony behind calling him American Sniper. That's hilarious if you live on the East Coast and remember the whole D.C. Sniper thing. They use those same words to strike fear into everybody in this area. But anyway, this guy, he founded a company called Kraft International, which is basically like a black ops front group government contractor for drills. And they were spotted all over the whole Boston Marathon bombing hoax. And,
well, people wearing their uniform and hats were. I'm not saying they were involved, but he was. That might have been why they killed him, was to cover that up.
Yeah, they have their hats have the exact skull logo. If you go to their website, it's called thecraft.com.
No, it's a Punisher with blood dripping out the eye.
Yeah, and the craft is specifically the term used to describe the lower levels of Freemasonry. But anyway, and the website itself goes on to talk about how their logo is based off of the Templar cross, which also has a direct connection to Freemasonry. But yeah,
I know. Clearly, he was into Masonry. That's pretty clear.
Yeah, they were spotted on the ground at the Boston Marathon bombing, and they've got their uniforms, their skull logo on their hat, the backpack matches the backpack that they said was evidence of the bomb going off. But that whole thing was a complete Hollywood psyop, completely fake if you look into it at all.
Look how it worked out for Chris Kyle.
Yep, he's dead now. So anyone who wants to do those kind of things to our country, you ain't particularly safe afterwards. And many of the people involved in Sandy Hook are having their lives exposed to the whole world for being in on that fraud. So, it's not a particularly safe line of business.
No, I hear you. The most dangerous position to be in is working for the New World Order. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And it's a big hoax that you can't get into that and get out of it. Most people get out of it once they get into really evil stuff. So that thing about you never get out of the CIA, you never get out of special ops, bull. Bull. That's bull. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Real quick, I wanted to point something out, and this will help people out dealing with what's going on with America. There's a spiritual and a natural parallel. Here's what I'm getting at. It's been said that the church is the conscience of the nation, so I'm talking about Christianity. Because there's been a corruption of the Bible and doctrine, we've had an acceptance of deception and lies with the higher criticism and the perversions of the Word of God, the natural outcome is the rise of the dumbing down of our education system with evolution, sex ed, Common Core, etc. We've also had the corruption of the church's worship with their fake Pentecostalism and so-called Christian entertainment. So in the natural, we've had the rise of Hollywood, the TV and music industry, the virtual reality versus life reality.
That's right. If you take God out of it, flooding in is the worst of the worst that will take the four and then force feed our children demoniac garbage to enslave them.
Yeah, we've also had the corruption of the church's thinking with so-called Christian psychology, which makes self God. Well, we've had the rise of Freudian and Jungian.
Oh, I know. I cannot tell you what it's done with people I know with these name it and claim it brainwasher churches.
Yeah.
That turn people into like psychopaths. They believe they can do anything they want because God's on their side. It is bizarre.
And we've also had the corruption of the church's stand with this preacher of rapture fantasy rather than fight on and endure to the end.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to you. I'm going to keep doing overdrive, Steve. Stay there. And then Ed, Randy, and that'll be it for calls. I'm going to keep going for Ed and Randy and Steve and a few final news stories. Straight ahead, overdrive continues.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Several months back, I started taking your Mason iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2, Supermeal Vitality, and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Mason iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's too. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
That's a good intro liner. We should play that more during the main transmission. All right, let's hurry through your calls. We're in overdrive here, taking your calls on a few other stories I want to hit on. To show how conditioned I've gotten, they're at Davos on TV talking about micro mosquitoes that will force us to take our shots and saying, get over it, you have no privacy, as they announce each year. And I'm just so conditioned. I'm like, yeah, they're announcing micro mosquitoes, robots. Big deal. See, first it doesn't exist, and now it's just no big deal. And even I'm being conditioned. It's just amazing. Steve, absolutely. You know, they talk about religion being used for wars and not spirituality or not a belief in Christ. But you look at these big mega churches, they're just government intelligence agencies. And they take normal people and then get them all hyped up to be super confident and believe they can act or do whatever they want because you know, Jesus is going to reward them because they go to that church. And it creates mentally ill monsters. It's almost like a type of narcissism they're teaching them. I noticed you mentioned that, and I have witnessed that myself.
Yeah, I have a couple more real quick. There's been a corruption of the church's mission, which is the Great Commission, that's been neutralized, neglected. We've replaced it with this Kingdom Now church growth movement, focusing on our property, et cetera. Well, here in the natural, we have the rise of the laziness of the welfare EBT class, burning out our kids, our elderly, and our industry. And then the corruption of the church's perspective, where it's temporal rather than eternal. Well, we've got the rise of the me generation and instant gratification, got to have it now rather than thinking long term. The corruption of the church's stand with this pre-trib rapture fantasy rather than fight on and endure to the end. And so we've got the rise of the zombie nation with the sports, the game shows, the tabloid reality. And then finally, the corruption of the church leadership with their greed, perversion, and egotism. So we have the rise of the criminal government and their God trip.
Well said. I'm going to take the call you made earlier and then finishing up in this segment and put it out as a video because I think what you said is absolutely on target, and it's scary. And I'm not, again, up here saying I'm some moral perfect person. I'm fleshly. I have bad thoughts. But, I mean, part of that is you war game things in your mind. I get in the mind of the enemy. I understand how they think. And then I look at just the stupid, dumbed-down, me people that just want to believe Obama's going to give them free college or a free car or a free house, and all the illegals worldwide coming here to get a free lunch, as if anybody's really going to get a free lunch, as if it isn't about creepy total enslavement. And even though they get lied to over and over again, they still bet again because they want to believe they're going to get something for free. They're just chumps. And then you see how soft and dumb the public's gotten, part of industrialization. It's not all the globalists doing. They're just exacerbating it. Imagine when everything falls and goes to hell in a handbasket, what it'll be like with these giant hordes of entitled, weak, pathetic people. And then all these fake, tough men. All these fake, tough guys strutting around, thinking they're Billy Badass. I mean, what's it going to be like for them when the... You know what? It's the oscillating device. It's going to be crazy. Anything else?
Yeah, I just want to say this in conclusion. I'm not for perpetuating this, self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, you know, it's the last day. God said this would happen. There's nothing we can do. I'm going to stand for the truth and fight on. But I want to say this, Alex. What we see happening in America is the judgment of God, not just on the nation, but on the church because of their mockery of God before the lost. And unless the church turns and changes the direction they're going, I believe we're going to see a total implosion of America, which I believe has to happen to wake people up to the reality of what's going on, because they're so complacent and lukewarm and living in a fantasy world and believing we're going to get transported out of here before this all comes down. I don't see any other way, because most of them have this knee-jerk, deer-in-the-headlights their reaction when I try to tell them what's going on.
You tell the average fake Christian their daughter's on crack cocaine, they don't believe it till she dies of an overdose. I appreciate your fine points. Take the story of Pharaoh, Ramses, and Moses in the Bible. Whether you believe that's true or not, historically it shows it happened. I mean, at least those men existed. There was an Exodus. But I went and saw the remake of it. I thought it was a pretty good film with Bale. But I liked the character, the guy that played Ramses. I forget his name. But it just gets worse and worse for him, and he's getting judged, and he gets beaten over and over again, but he's too prideful to stop. He's too prideful to turn back. And I've run into that with enemies who attack me and lie about me and come after me, even though bad stuff starts happening to them. And I don't want to get into mojo, mumbo, jumbo stuff here. I just know I've got providence. That's what humbles me so much, that anyone that's ever persecuted me, long-term, horrible things happen to them. And I've experienced providence and things in my life that I won't even get into. But let me just say, there is a lot more in heaven and earth than is in all your books. Which Shakespeare is that? Is it Othello? Just type in Shakespeare. There is more in heaven and earth than in all your books. Horatio? I forget who he's talking to. I'm going from memory here, but it's just... It's not just evil that has power in this world, but evil knows the promise of the devil. It knows it can be given power, and they crave it. And good people do not crave it. You have to start craving, though, standing up against these people and get past your initial fear. It's Hamlet. That's right, it's Hamlet. I don't know why I didn't remember that. Where's the actual quote? There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio. Okay, so I was right. I just got the play wrong. Than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Then I guess in Master and Commander by O'Brien, they change it to in all your books. Hamlet 151678. Let's go ahead and go to Ed in New York. Ed, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'm calling from FEMA Region 2, the easternmost point, and I want to talk about the Ronkonkoma Hub. It's the, according to Chuck Schumer, the greatest development project in the nation right now.
Give us your take on it.
Well, this is what is happening. Is I live in Ronkonkoma. The town across from us called Brookhaven passed this plan. It's being backed by the Olayan, the Saudi Arabian Olayan Group through the Tritech Corporation, and they're raising houses and businesses to expand the Ronkonkoma train station. They want to make MacArthur Airport an international airport. And they've been threatening to use eminent domain. We managed to stop them in January of 2014. I went knocking door to door, and so did a few other people. We got 1,200 people down there to the town hall. But
remember what happened in New York and Connecticut when they were taking stuff for Eli Lilly's plant, and they were taking, like, really nice houses and not even paying people for them? Because, see, that's the new eminent domain where they just don't pay you.
Right. And, you know, to top it off, this is going through a private corporation. We have over $5 million in subsidies being announced, and now we have Schumer is now looking to get federal help and resources as well to really tear down our community and put up a lot of Section 8 housing all over the place. And they're calling us a blight and a detriment to the community, but they're going to replace it with something that's, you know, far more undesirable.
Well, sure, that's like Gore Seafood 15 years ago. We had their CEO, and they've been around for like 60-something years, and down the Texas coast, the town just wanted to take their property to put a boat dock on and, you know, just said, we're not going to pay you either. I mean, that's the new thing is you take 10 cents on the dollar or we won't pay you. Remember the Connecticut cases across from New York a few years ago when they didn't even give them money for their houses? And then if you sued, they would then charge you attorney's fees?
Yeah, and you have to put up not a security, but you have to put up a large sum of money even if you do win. That's almost like
sure. So in the old days, they had to pay you fair market value. Now they just don't give anything. We've got a ranch, and we got a letter under a taxpayer bill of rights or landowner bill of rights in Texas. The legislature passed it. They said, yeah, if we want to put a pipeline across your property or do something, you have to accept what we offer or you get nothing afterwards or we'll charge you. And that's your property bill of rights. I appreciate your call, Ed. Sorry to hear that's happening. It's all part of the corruption. Randy, last caller. Only got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hey, yes, sir. Yeah, I was going to talk about these. All these Bilderbergers running for president. I think Dr. Ben Carson, he would be, I think, a good candidate, but I don't know that much about him yet. But y'all were touching on religion earlier. I've been watching Jack Van Hennepe and Hal Lindsey on TV. And
Rex Sullivan MP.
Yeah. And I watch these people, and he's the Van Hennepe, he's the only one who talks about the New World Order. And Hal Lindsey does, too. And
no, I know. I've had Hal Lindsey on. Let's get Hal Lindsey and Jack Van Hennepe on the show.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. I see you got a billboard in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Well, I want to congratulate the fact that a bunch of people started copying one fellow who did it, and so it's a chain reaction. I'm getting calls daily from the East Coast, West Coast, and across the country. I want to salute everybody out there. It's having a big effect.
Yeah. I want to say I helped plant seeds in that area, but I can't be for sure. But
brother, you did everything before God, and you did plant seeds, and that's what matters.
And it's right by the Independence Stadium on the interstate. Man, it's a good location for that billboard. And whoever did it, you know, I've been trying to find out who did that, you know, because I like to contribute to that, keep it up there. I don't know.
We need to get that fellow that did it back on. If folks can contribute right to him, he's doing a great job. But you set up that fellow that was on the Nightly News that put up like 50 of them around the country. But, I mean, it's a bunch of people doing it now. It's really exciting, the power of the people. Randy, sorry I'm out of time. Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And don't forget, I'll be back Sunday, Lord willing. Don't count my chickens before they're hatched. 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Great job to the crew. Love y'all.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning.
The story's up on Infowars.com by Liberty Blitzkrieg. It's also in Bloomberg. Linked up on DrugsReport.com. Billionaire tells Americans to expect less. Flies two nannies to Davos. Meanwhile, you can see the Infowars.com story right underneath that. Bill Gates pushes cashless society. I'm going to break down exactly what a cashless society under this system means coming up. French court convicts three over homophobic tweets. Oh, I see. That's in the London Independent. I told you France doesn't have any free speech anymore. Unless it's Charlie Hebdo and you want to show the Prophet Muhammad performing oral sex on somebody. And hey, I say it's free speech, so doesn't mean I like to stir up trouble, doesn't mean I support it myself, but I support the free speech. But see, I don't support it because France and others have this march for freedom of speech when Merkel banned demonstrating against open borders by even mainline conservative groups in Germany. French court convicts three over homophobic tweets in case hailed a significant victory by LGBT rights campaigners. Yeah, that's right. Let's arrest people that criticize homosexuals. A French court has handed out convictions for anti-gay hate crimes on Twitter for the first time. Three people used the hashtag, let's burn the gays. Well, if you set a specific time and place and who to burn, it would be illegal. But the way they're ruling is they're saying, no, it was hateful, so it's illegal. And what a major French LGBT rights group called a significant victory, three people were convicted in Paris court this week after they accompanied tweets with the hashtag, let's burn the gays. They're probably latent homosexuals that put that out. During the same period in August 2013, and I'm being sarcastic, but statistically, folks that are obsessed with it are probably, you know, I mean, everybody knows that, who's got a brain. French LGBT charity Committee Idaho, which organizes the nation's International Day Against Homophobia. See, that's a bunch of bull. Calling it a mental illness, that's Soviet tyranny. If you don't like the whole liberal socialist gay agenda being pushed on you and don't accept them brainwashing your kids, you're a homophobe. No, that's called having a preference in your life. But there you go. Very dangerous trend, ladies and gentlemen. You know, they tried to ban in France, well, have banned in France, Nazi memorabilia being sold on eBay. Most people that buy Nazi memorabilia are not Nazis. In fact, I've been at gun shows before and bought, you know, a German knife one time from World War II. I've got a Colt 911 from World War II, and I've got a German Luger from World War II. And it's not because I'm a Nazi. It's really an interesting gun. And everyone understands this. And when you go to the museum at the Smithsonian, and they got a whole area of Nazi stuff, or you go to the Pacific War Museum, it's excellent, by the way, in Fredericksburg, Texas, as good as the Smithsonian in many ways, just in the middle of nowhere. It's full of Nazi stuff and Japanese stuff. Doesn't mean they support. I mean, everyone knows this. But this is political correctness. It's just like the black woman that ran the restaurant at the casino read a book about Martin Luther King and his favorite foods, so she cooked Southern food. They call soul food because black folks eat Southern food. They're a big influence on Southern food. A lot of it is dishes that poor people would eat. Blacks would eat black-eyed peas and collard greens and stuff because it was seen as what poor people ate, and they made a delicacy out of it. See, I happen to know the whole history of it, ladies and gentlemen. I love black-eyed peas. I love collard greens. I love fried chicken because it tastes good. But I'm already digressing. This is the mindlessness. A black lady can't cook collard greens because black folks like it. What? I can't cook Mexican food because it's Mexican? See, this is the mental illness, while the real discrimination by the globalists is happening against all of us, having our money devalued, our environment poisoned, our kids turned against us, this huge positronic internet takeover grid rolling out against everybody. We're only in the bait phase of the internet. The new controlled web is coming in. Facebook is adopting publicly the communist Chinese model of censorship and has now launched it 3 weeks after meeting with them. We're all being overwritten. Erased. We're being destroyed. A tiny technocracy is running it. And we got to come together. That's why I don't want to fight with the police. That's why I don't want to fight with the military, because they're being brainwashed as well. We got to come together against the technocracy. And we come back, I've got some horrible, horrible activities by the police we're going to expose. But not because we hate them, because we want to correct this behavior from a position of moral strength, not mindless hatred.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Johnny, be good. Crank it up for a moment. There's a lot of the human talent out there, music, science, you name it, that is being squashed by this global digital overwrite where the elite are deciding the future of humanity. I know I harp on that a lot, but the new digital royalty, the Googles and Microsofts of the world, are eugenicists. and do not have very good intentions for the public. I want to go to John, Matt, Frank, Stefan, Kevin, and many others. It's wide open phones today. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Obviously, I'm going to talk about what's being called a worst-case scenario, Yemen chaos as the president flees, Saudi king's death poses new challenges for the U.S., major controversy, especially in the U.K., over half-mast for the Saudi king. I mean, the Saudi king, his father was put into power by the British in 1903. By 1931, they'd taken over most of the Middle East. It was one Bedouin group that they gave rockets and hand grenades and stuff to and machine guns, and they just took over. They ended up taking over Syria as well. They are just absolute thumb-at-the-mouth demons. And a lot of the women and people that get kidnapped in this country get flown over there. I mean, it is Baron Harkonnen-level craziness. Makes North Korean seven-story pleasure palaces pale. And, of course, the degenerate, pedophile-filled monarchy is endorsing these degenerates. They are puppets of the British monarchy. And the British monarchy is not British royalty. You haven't had a house there that was actually from those Isles since William the Conqueror took over in 1100 and change. They overtook the Saxons. And, of course, we're talking about the Norman, a Germanic group of Viking, German, French. And then you expand out from that. It's not even German royalty today. It's a Transylvanian Germanic bloodline that runs it. And they are the scum of the earth. And they lobby for carbon taxes, global government. It is their plan we're living under with the robot takeover. And I guess, in their words, you know, they deserve to be in control. And I guess they kind of do from a survival of the fittest social Darwinistic view. Because they are the ones that financed the scientists 170 years ago, I don't know, 1850 or so. Plan was public in 1855. You know, I harp on this a lot because if people don't know that this is all planned out, and when you know there's a world government scientific takeover planned out, it took them 100 and something years to get it pretty much in place. We're now in the last few minutes of the ball game here in the next few decades. And God help us. If I was a self-centered person, I would just get out of here and move to the safest third world country I could, keep my head down, and then just constantly move and try to get away from the technology. Because it's not the technology itself's evil, it's that all of it is being deployed and rolled out where you pay for it and has one function you think you've got it for, but really it's a total control mechanism. Like whether you ask for it or not now, the new iPhones and Droids have systems that monitor your breath, your heart rate, everywhere you go, what you do. People think it's so neat. They go, look, it knows everything I did. Yeah, it's a government surveillance imperial probe droid, in their words. You think smart meters are bad? I mean, do you understand, folks? This is not my opinion. I mean, I've got more interesting news than I could ever cover, and this would be a riveting radio show. You know, the kind of science fiction porn, fear porn, apocalypse porn that we get called by the news. Yes, we are that, but not to get ratings to try to stop what's happening because it is going on. If you want to call fear porn, fine. It's reality porn. It's truth is stranger than fiction porn. And let me tell you, it's very inviting to go plug into the Matrix and play along with the system. Because there is another route, not run from it, but throw myself at the feet of the establishment, try to join them, try to spin everything that's happening, and then work for a position in the technocracy. But I don't want to interface with these machines, and it's a fraud. I'm not going to live forever. I'm going to lose my soul. It's all a giant cosmic con game. Everything the New World Order does produces death on the other end. It's a big scam. I don't want red carpets. I don't want big jets. I don't want to have everybody kiss my butt. I want to be left alone. But the New World Order won't leave me alone. And I'll be overrun by the giant mass of dumbed-down people if I don't try to reach out to folks. I can't just give up on humanity. And I see people sell out to them all the time. That's why I can't even watch They Live. It's an allegory of what's going on when they're down there in the subterranean base and the aliens are in their suits with everybody else and they're getting everybody to sell out to them, bragging about how great they're doing. God almighty. This is so real. It's so real. You know, I don't even want to get into this police stuff. Because I understand the whole thing. And it's so hard to articulate because it's so complex and so subtle from both perspectives. But I'm going to do it. I'm going to break it down as best I can. But let me just do this. Let me just do this. I will cover it at 8 after next hour. And I'll play these clips. I'll go to your calls right now. And I'll get into the Saudi Arabian king dying and all the rest of it. I was watching CNN this morning to monitor their transmissions. And you would have thought that Jesus himself had just died with the king dying. And the Saudi royalty is just about as bad as it gets. And it shows how our CIA, it's not our CIA, it's the robber baron's CIA, works to put dictatorships and oppressive regimes in worldwide. So, of course, they're working to do that here. And all they need now, with the militarized police in place, is to start a war with the police. They've just got to find an ignorant enough group to do it, to seal the deal and get the civil war going. And the reason I harp on that is that's their whole ball game domestically, just like it's their ball game in other countries. Ukraine, Yemen, Syria, Libya, Angola, the Congo, Indonesia, everywhere else. It's just frustrating knowing how right I am, having the whole battle plan. And then it's all public is what's frustrating. And I can't find many government people or many intellectual scientists, PhDs, that even have close to the grasp I have. Do you know how scary that is? Because I'm not on a power trip. I don't think of myself as that smart. And then I do talk to medical doctors, scientists, genetic engineers, and people, and they go, yes, we know. It's very sad. That's why we've moved to the country. And just want to try to raise our children and hope we can have some life before the overwrite comes. I can't tell you how many times I've been invited to some cookout or to some mansion, you know, out in the hill country. And you know, you're looking at people's diplomas on the walls. Nobody else at the party is. And you strike up a conversation with somebody. And then they go, oh, yes, I know your show. I don't really tune in because I separately learned about this when I was a graduate student at MIT. And you know, my wife and I and the children, we're just here, you know, waiting. And, oh, these are some of our friends. They understand as well. And you're just like, so you're just not even going to fight it. You're just going to go run off to the countryside and just wait for this to come. I mean, it's crazy. Or you got the Eric Schmidt running around giggling with Bill Joy and all the other elites going, yeah, everybody's going to be exterminated. World government. Yeah, micro mosquitoes are going to suck your blood. Bill Gates is coming out with those. Forced inoculations. It's all being announced. Schmidt comes out and announces brain chips. You know. We need a graphic or somebody out there, a cartoonist, to show 1947, the television, and no longer are people around the table eating dinner. Now they're sitting there looking at the television. It's now the father figure. It now gives all the orders. And so daddy's comfortable with it. The first messages are pretty much in line with daddy. So daddy says, this is good. This is good. This is good food. This is good water. Lines up everybody to do what it says. couple years later. It changed a little bit. Daddy doesn't like that, but he's got shows he likes. Mama's got shows she likes. Junior and little Betty, they've all got shows they like. See, it's all compartmentalized now, the programming. All war gamed out on record. And then you go from television to the flat screens and the computers and the handhelds to the glasses to the contacts to the implants, and you can see the television evolve towards from the proto-matrix to the matrix. And then you discover back in the 70s, the National Federation of Scientists and the International Federation all wrote about this, the plan, the Pentagon, how we'll finally, if they allow us to even live, we will be from birth to death in virtual reality sensory deprivation tanks with wires and chips in our brains, and our heat will be used to power things. Oh, the Matrix. And you find out that's their plan if they even decide to use us, is to put us in tanks. Go look it up. It's in my book, The Descent into Tyranny. It's online. You can go pull up all that stuff. I mean, I just cannot believe it. And people will opt to be movie stars in the fantasy world and to be put into the tanks. And at first, just like they condition you, you'll have a simulation body that'll be biomechanical that you'll still be able to run around in the real world. But pretty soon folks will just hang those up like an old pair of roller skates and you'll just live in the tank. They made a Bruce Willis movie about that. God, they just throw it all in our face. All right, I'm going to go to John and Matt and Frank and Stefan and Kevin and everybody else here. You know, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, okay? It's all true. It's all happening. The government runs Al-Qaeda. They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines, fluoride in your water to brain damage, your Harvard studies. And then I've got all their admissions where they, you know, write about all these countless books like Ecoscience and others, why they're doing it so that you're more manageable. I mean, they're just murdered our brains already. So just whatever. Turn the world over to pure evil. Great. Because all these evil technocrats have little beards and are real skinny and talk real soft. Oh, hi, I'm Paul Ehrlichman. I'm John P. Haldren. Oh, hi, I'm Bill Gates. Oh, hi. You know, if we didn't give an old lady health care, we could hire 10 teachers, but that's a death panel. This is my disciplined act to make you not understand. I am a super mega alpha male psychopath, hardcore aggressive. I work about 16 hours a day flying all over in geoengineering, mapping how to poison your intestines with the vaccines and then have treatments for it, that bioweapons. You know, it's just all real funny. It's all real funny. It's all real NPR. Hi, we're not a threat. Here's a smart meter. Here's a phone for your kid. Here's the shot so you don't get sick. We really love you. Okay. When in truth, if you could hear them, it wouldn't even be intelligible, their souls. It's just more like just screaming and nails on chalk. Like a Tasmanian devil that wants to rip you and your family to pieces. Just, Earth is ours, murder, snuff films, mass extermination program, total power.
But, oh, I'm liberal. Oh, it's for your own good. Oh, yeah.
All they want is compliance. And as society degenerates, the police will be trained that if you don't comply immediately, you'll just be shot on the spot. And then more cops will get killed as the warrior instinct kicks in the public to see them as the enemy. And that'll further militarize the police. Then their numbers of dead will be so high, the robots will roll out. See, our pushing against the police is what will then incentivize and energize them in a laboratory war game to transfer them from peace officers to occupying technicians in the transition to the rise of the machines. And they'll never know what hit them either. They don't know why their kids are dying of cancer or why their kids can't talk or why their young wife's got cancer or why their brother's got cancer. They don't know either. They're just like the public. They're just like babies, babes to the slaughter like everybody else. They just don't know. It's just too much fun to be part of the system. The system knows how to archetypally program people in ancient human emotions. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls, and then I'll get to the police stuff and tie it into this incredible video. These two stories tie together. Video, UFC star tased, arrested after asking cops for ID. Another one, black man who tortured and executed two white teens makes Black Lives Matter speech at sentencing. The family said, "We forgive you for killing our sons and torturing them to death." And then he just says, "Look, it's okay, I did it because there's a war on blacks." And this guy thinks he's good for doing it. Just like as the police commit crimes against the public more and more will see them as the enemy and then just randomly kill cops. It's the same thing. Some white person does something bad to you when you're black, so then a random white person needs to die. This is the mindless tribalism programming that's unfolding. By the way, at current sales rates, we will sell out of Ancient Defense by sometime next week. It's 25% off. One of the best herbal immunity boosters out there, and it is very well priced at $14.95, 2 ounces of it. That's over a month's supply. Everybody should be boosting your immunity right now, InfoWarsLife.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine." Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. AncientDefense.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
We'll be right back.
Riders on the storm. To this world we're born and to this world we're thrown. And here's what I have to say on that front. People deserve at least to know their future is being controlled, their destiny is being destroyed, their free will is being annihilated, and at the end of the tunnel is death. Death of the species. Don't worry about yourself dying. What about your progeny? What about humanity itself? What about an elite that decided we're ugly and bad and that we're a scourge on the planet we've got to be gotten rid of? That's why they teach us that humans are bad all day and hurt the earth. It's so that we don't have our survival mechanism anymore. Here's some of what we're talking about. Project HoloLens, our exclusive hands-on with Microsoft's holographic goggles. Again, out of Wired Magazine, where everything around you is listed and named, everyone's house. As you drive down the street with these, this is where Bob Jones lives. This is where Tom Sanchez lives. This is where... And again, it's being deployed and used so they can surveil, and so you're now basically a bot for Microsoft or Google while you're out there. Google Glasses didn't take off because it makes people nauseated, so now they come out with this. And more young people say they want to live in a virtual reality. They see it as a success that they're doing well in their imaginary world. It's sick. Let's go to your phone calls. John in Wyoming, thanks for holding her on the air.
Good morning, Alex. Alex, here in Sheridan in northern, north central Wyoming, several of us have been fighting this water fluoridation issue now for over 4 years. And we have these eugenicists who are running the show up here. The previous mayor, let's just call him Boss Hog, was the one promoting this. He was also the one who was fighting any attempt at us to have the state require food processors to label their foods, whether or not they're wholesome and natural versus genetically modified. And then when a state senator passed away of health causes, then this guy got himself appointed to the state senate, and now he went up to one of the only two of six city council members who had voted against water fluoridation in December of 2010, and got him all of a sudden to vote for water fluoridation with the promise of he would be the next mayor, which he is now. So we've got a bunch of shysters up here who are forcing the people, despite the fact that in a small town of 17,500 people, we submitted petitions with over 2,000 signatures of local...
Yeah, well, what you want doesn't matter, see, because they're the boss. And, of course, you know what it is. Depending on the size of your town, I would imagine they're going to... And you probably have the answer to this, but Austin pays millions a year for its so-called fluoride from Florida that's actually hundreds of deadly chemicals, the leftover of phosphate mines. And so this would be toxic waste they'd have to store. They just come grease these politicians with campaign contributions. At the state level, maybe $10,000 or so on average. At the city level, less. And then they will do that and basically sell you out and then dump poison in your water. And this is authorized from the top. All the low-level folks do it for money because it's a hardcore adjuvant that accelerates all the other trace drugs they're putting in the water. And so that's what's going on.
Well, and not only that, Alex, but the fact is Sheridan is the only town in the state of Wyoming which actually adds fluoride to their drinking water.
Yeah, I see the headline out of the Sheridan Press. Will fluoride make history again in Sheridan?
Yeah, it'll make history, all right, because these bums are going to get thrown out.
Absolutely, but they'll get new bums. And again, and the essence is keep fighting. But they need to brain damage you and your family. They need a sevenfold increase in bone cancer from the fluoride. They want to hurt you and your family. These little nobodies, they're just getting 30 pieces of silver. But great points. Thank you so much, John. Matt, Frank, Stefan, Kevin, we're coming all to you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
sold out for weeks due to the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable, coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.